bless you folks this morning. Fine and ready to worship the Lord, that's what we're here for. How many of us worshipped the Lord this morning before we came? I'm not looking. I did. I'm sure you did too. Oh well, shall we start our service by singing number 579, Just Any Day Now, Our Lord Is Coming.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. Believe, yearning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching and I've been waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see. Any day now, our Lord is coming. Journey you and me. Been watching and waiting. Just any day, just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching and I've been waiting.
Following the word, you'll know that's true. Literally, just any day now, our Lord is coming. And we can see the temper of the world. It won't be long before He's here. Let's sing 585, What a Mighty God We Serve.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Bow before Him, adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
And are we serving Him? All we've got to do is love them and love the brethren. We'd like to welcome Raphael, Tim's friend here. You're very welcome, my friend. Our friend, our brother in the Lord. May the Lord bless you. All we've got to do is open our hearts and let the Lord bless us. Let's just open in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come in your name, we worship in your name, and there's no other name that we give praise to but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You gave your life, Lord, that we might have eternal life if we'd only receive what you gave us. We know, Lord, that when we make that decision, we're only confirming what God has already decided before the foundation of the earth. He chose who his sons and daughters were and caused us to respond. Help us, Lord, to be just like that. Receive what you've given and respond to the request of the Holy Spirit. Lord, just bless the people that join us on the internet and the CDs, wherever they are, whichever nation they're in, whatever color they are, whatever language they speak, may they be blessed as they listen into this service. We love you, Lord. We want it to be from our heart. Help us, Lord, to just to receive, open up our heart and receive what you've got for us, because we don't come without receiving something. If we want to receive something, we can have it. If we want to come and criticize, we can do that too. But you know, Lord, how we feel, and we come with a genuine heart towards you, and thank you, Lord, for those that are here and those that are listening and those that may still be coming. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I will meet you in the morning, number 210. I will meet you in the morning, just inside the eastern gate. Just inside the eastern gate. Sung about the truth. It's going to happen. If you make that all important decision, and the Lord is wanting you more than you want him, but he is the answer to whatever our need is. Let's sing 268. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. That is the Holy Spirit that's stirring our hearts.
It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Hallelujah.
You can say hallelujah to the Lamb at any time. In bed, down the road, with your friends, in the house, whenever. You can say hallelujah. You know, that's why we have singing and praise before a service. It's so the Holy Spirit prepares our heart to receive what we're going to receive. And the Lord is in control of that. Not us, not man-made, not the church. It's God Himself. And He is the Holy Spirit. So let us just sing Some Glad Morning, I'll Fly Away. 369.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to our home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Songs this morning? I mean, items. I'll give you 5 minutes. Okay. Well, why don't you be seated, then we'll sing one more and then we'll have an item. 277, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in the place, in this place. And you know, do you feel better than when you first walked in? Do you feel uplifted in your heart? Feel a bit lighter? That's the Lord doing that. Respond to that. Respond from your heart.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know I know that He's the bread.
Mixed up there with our verses. Thanks. Pauline, is it? Not Diane. Be instant and in season and out of season. That's correct. way too late. I sometimes think of the folks, even pray for them frequently, people I don't even know that have been deciding, will I make that decision for Jesus? I'll do it tomorrow. And the Lord comes today. One day too late. But everybody has to do what they have to do. Is there any prayer requests? We don't have any on the internet today. Anybody that has any prayer requests they'd like to bring forward? The Lord, He can fix anything. As I often tell people that I'm testifying to from time to time, it doesn't matter what your need is. Doesn't matter what it is. The Lord is the answer to that call. And the Lord hears it. You know, even hears when your heart calls out and your lips don't. He still knows what you thought, what you considered. It's good to see the almost all the Marriott family here. Very nice. See the kids here singing along. Praise God. He likes to see you do that. Okay, well, let us just bow our heads as we just bring our needs to our Lord. Just consider the things that you have before Him and ask that He just confirms what He's telling you. Lord Jesus, we love You. That's not just words because that's what we're supposed to say. We say it because we do love You, Lord. We know what You did for us on the cross of Calvary. You gave Your life that we might accept what You offered us, and that's eternal life. But Lord, we want to be recognized as sons and daughters of God. We come to church service to praise and worship Your name, Lord. You don't condemn us. You know every sin we ever did and have done and will do. You know all about it. And You don't judge us, Lord. You've come here to save us. It doesn't matter what color we are, what nation we are, what language we speak. You died for all. But we must receive individually, not as a family, not as a church, but individually. We must receive what You did for me in my case. And You in Your case. Help us, Lord, to just keep our hearts and minds open. We come to church, Lord, to hear a man preach, but it's not the man. It's the Spirit that comes through the man that's actually speaking. And Lord, some will be affected by this verse and that word, and someone in the same auditorium may not, but their turn is coming. And Lord, we're not all receiving it the same way necessarily, but we do have the same God. The same King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Almighty God. Lord, just bless the people that listen in on the service at their time of listening. Uplift them, Lord. Encourage them. May they just take another step. Take another step, particularly those that live alone and may not have any husband or wife or friends that they can associate with. They may not have a church place that they can go to, but they have You. And You're just as real to them individually as You are to us. We love You, Lord. We really, really do. And we thank You that we have the opportunity to come and love You, Lord, and love each one. When the Lord said, You said, Lord, love the brethren, love one another. Don't be so difficult. We're not to be choosy or to make judgment. Just to love them as You loved us and still do. Just be with any of those, Lord, that have sicknesses, that have depression, that have a loss of a loved one. You handle all of these things, Lord, and we just say thank You that Your undertaking is not one that misses out. If we desire the company of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is ours. We just accept it, Lord, and we know it's true. And those that have had experience with the Holy Spirit in their lives know that's a fact. That if we think about the things of God, think about Jesus Christ personally, You're right there. and we're so grateful for it. We uplift your name, Lord, above every name, and no other name do we worship. We ask these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Well, as you know, our notices are that we have luncheon, as we do every Sunday, straight after this service. All are welcome. And then at 1 p.m. we have Brother Taz Collier, who will be speaking to us about things of God. And may the Lord bless you, brother. I meant to have prayed that in the thing, but the Lord knows what I was thinking about. And then 7 p.m. we have Tuesday prayer meeting as usual. Well, let's sing, and then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. Or might be one or two, we'll see. Let's stand and sing number 387, We Are Heirs of the Father. Let's sing one more when Brother Howard will come. Let's sing 299. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. And that's the truth. You feel him in your heart? Hold on to it. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. Oh. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. If the Lord isn't here, there's not much point being here. He's got to be here, and that makes all the difference in the world. So I believe He is here. Who believes He's here?
Amen.
Well, you can receive of Him. That's the key. If you know He's here, reach out and touch Him. That's what He wants us to do. I was just speaking yesterday. He rang me, Brother Brad Burgess from Louisville, Kentucky, just talking about the meetings at Easter time. And he just said that he want me to extend his love in Christ to you all, and that he would really like to come to New Zealand with his wife, have some meetings here, so we'll just keep that before the Lord. Brother Brad Burgess, lovely fellowship over there. Got quite a few people coming to their church now. I said, Brother Brad, you should start thinking about another building. You know, otherwise it gets so busy. Sunday mornings are pretty full. So just keep us in prayer too for myself. Going there at Easter time, the Lord will be with me and inspire me and use me for His glory. So really good to be here and have Brother Taz helping out with the load. Looking forward to that, Brother Taz. The Lord will bless you and anoint you. And we'd normally have communion, but we're not tonight, today, because I just want to give Brother Taz a liberty, to, you know, to speak and all. So just we'll keep that before the Lord. We had a lovely time in Hawke's Bay, my wife and family, and it's a very restful time. I tell you what, Gisborne's a lot hotter than Hawke's Bay. Now, it may change, of course, but we came back to Gisborne, we just about died. The humidity, and this is just a lot warmer. But we had a lovely time. We had a little place out in the country, and we had all the little quails running around our lawn. Beautiful quails, mummy and daddy and the babies. It was such a blessing. We had the hawks just flying over the valley right next to us. And I went under just to have a time with the Lord on a little seat just in the bush there. And a tui just sat up above me, Brother Paul. It was so loud, so amazingly. Felt like just hugging him. He was so close. And it was such a blessing. Praise the Lord. So we had a really good time, and we just really took things quietly, especially at the end of the session, because it started to rain a bit. So we just stayed at home and just did quiet things. And so we just thank the Lord for that opportunity. Now, we're on our third sermon on the baptism of the Holy Spirit today, which is how do we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Firstly, why do we need it? We preached about why do we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit? That's God's Spirit coming and living in you. Why do we need that? The last time was how to prepare to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And today, by the grace of God, we want to speak about how do we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And next week, or whenever, we'll be speaking about how do we know we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which are very important questions. I'm asked that all the time, all over the world. And I know that people will be listening all over the world, because a lot of people enjoy these services. A lot of people listen in live, and they get a lot out of it. So I know this is a big question, and we pray that God will answer that question through His Word. It's got to be found in the book. It's got to be in the Scriptures. This is God's absolute, the Word of God, the Bible. And that's what we plan to do by His grace and mercy today. So I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's Word from the book of Acts. I'd like to read from the book of Acts, chapter 1. Praise the Lord. The book of Acts, chapter 1, beginning with verse 6 through 9. It When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power, you, the disciples, the believers, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. That must have been a very wonderful thing to happen, to see the Lord being taken up. But we're going to see him come down again. He's coming for us. Brother Lee said, the coming of the Lord is at hand. So we're looking forward to that. So may God bless this word to us. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity of being here this morning. We pray, Lord, that you'd speak to us through your word. Lord, we need your anointing. We need your power to do this. And I pray, Lord, that you'll just help us, I ask, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, for your glory. Amen. Brother Paul, would you be kind enough to just open that door for us? Praise God. How do we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Now, we just had this reading. Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea. And this was the last thing Jesus said to his disciples. It was the last thing he said, his parting statement, as he was taken up into heaven and a cloud received him out of their sight. And he really encouraged them to wait for this experience. And it's something that we all need if we're going to go up. I tell you what, I don't want to stay here in this old world of ours. This world has nothing to offer us. It's going downhill really fast, as you know. I don't have to tell you these things. But we're living in that hour. And this is the last days the Bible speaks about, the last days. We're living in the last days, and the things that have been prophesied for this time we see happening around us. So I am looking forward to the coming of our Lord. Who is? Amen. Amen. Who's happy? Who's looking forward to his coming? Amen. I was a bit worried there for a moment. Some of you might be looking forward to it. No, we are looking forward to his coming. So this was the last message Jesus gave to his church. Now I want to bring this thought that God was the one who initiated the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was not ordered by a church or by a preacher, but by God himself, that people, his children, would receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. As I said to you last week, there's no words in the English language can tell you what it is to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You must experience it. Who believes that?
Amen.
It has to be something you have experienced. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a supernatural experience. It's nothing conjured up in your mind or talked into or worked up into. God comes down and fills you. And it's wonderful. It's truly wonderful. And I want more of it. Who wants more of the Holy Spirit? Oh, God, may you fill us with your Holy Spirit. That's what I'm looking forward to. So it's God's idea and plan, his doing. So we need to take heed to this experience. The last message he gave to the church was you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, we've said this before in the other sermons, but basically, if you want to be in the rapture, if you want to be taken up off this earth shortly, because it's real close, we know that. Even the world knows, they bring out films about the rapture and the coming of the Lord. But listen, brothers and sisters, you're not going up unless you're filled. So that's why it's really important to know these things. And don't let any man, don't let any devil try to talk you out of it. You say, it's for me. Who believes it's for you? It's for you to receive. And the good thing about it is a promise. And God makes a promise. He doesn't break his promises. The first thing we must remember and understand that God has promised it for you and you and you and you and you. Each one of you can receive the Holy Spirit. Now, some people think, oh, I've got to work myself up into this. I've got to study for a long time. I'm going to be a Christian for 20 years. No, no. You can have it this morning. If you really want it, God can give it to you this morning. So we must remember that. And that is the wonderful start, isn't it, to know that he has made the offer to you. Hallelujah. I remember when I was just a kid, I was only about 14, and we were in the Baptist church in those days, and we were just sort of coming out of it, really. And my father and mother got us together in the lounge room, the whole lot of us, nine kids. I don't know whether there's nine there, might have been eight. I don't know whether you were there or not, Lee, I can't remember. But we were asked to come into the lounge room, and my father opened up with a statement. He said, would you children like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well, that was something new to me, just the way he said it. He said, I'm going to read to you from the book of Acts, just where we read from. He said, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And for the first time in my life, there was an appeal to that in my heart. An appeal that sounded really wonderful. I've never had it before. I've never seen God, never heard his voice. But when he said, do you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there was a sort of a desire conjured in my heart. Yes, I would like that. And as to cut a long story short, my mum and dad went and prayed for each of my brothers and sisters one by one. Was in a circle. And he prayed for them. And all I can say to this, and I've always said it, I don't know what happened to them, but I know what happened to me. When they started to pray for me, this little Baptist boy, I've been in Bible class and all that sort of thing. I knew all the Bible stories. But when they prayed for me, it was like the Lord Jesus Christ walked into the room. And he walked in and he touched my heart so wonderfully. I could not contain myself. I just broke down and started weeping. Why? Because of the great love he had for me. And I just felt so unworthy because of knowing what I'd done, all the bad things I'd done and everything. I was unworthy to be blessed of God. But I tell you what happened. As his spirit started to increase and his love, which I cannot put into human words because it's far above love. It's just all enveloping. When he started to love me, I felt so unworthy. And you know, the more I felt unworthy, the more he loved me. You can't outdo him. For God is love. And brother and sister, he really loved me. Well, that was a wonderful experience. And from that day, subsequent times, probably every two or three weeks, I received an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the meetings. And the Holy Spirit came upon me, just a kid from the Baptist church. I didn't know anything about the gifts of the Spirit. And he spoke through me in a perfect language, which I have to this day. It was really wonderful. It was nothing to me thinking, oh, what am I going to say? La, 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 la. Nothing to do with that. It's nonsense. When the Holy Spirit comes on you and you start to speak in an unknown tongue, it's supernatural. Your brain is bypassed. Goes straight to your heart. It's really wonderful. And so I really encourage you to, it's not just speaking in tongues. I'm just saying that came with it, but brothers and sisters, there's more to the baptism of the Holy Spirit than just the gifts of the Spirit. They come with the Holy Spirit. So I just want to make that clear to you. Let's turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 48. Luke 24, verse 48. And ye are witnesses of these things. The Lord speaking to his disciples, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But I want you to tarry. That means to wait ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. This power comes from where? On high. It comes from God. It doesn't come from men. It doesn't come from the church. It comes from God. Then we want to say, when was this promise given? You know, brother and sister, the Lord spoke it, but he said it's a promise that's been given to you. We want to look back to see when it was first given. Excuse me. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. You're all flesh. It's all for you. Brothers and sisters, there's nobody that has to miss out. Isn't that wonderful? That really thrills me to know that, Sister Bubs, it's for you. And Brother Peter, it's for you. And it's for me. We can actually receive this experience. It's for all flesh. He poured out his spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon my servants, upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days will I pour out of my spirit. Now this prophecy was given approximately 800 years before Pentecost. So time doesn't mean much to God. He's got it all worked out. I mean, time, God does work in time, but what we call a long time is not a long time with God. 800 years he prophesied through the prophet Joel that this is going to be. And Peter vindicated this, that prophecies, the prophecy of Joel was correct, and what was happening on the day of Pentecost was Joel's prophecy being fulfilled. Let's turn to Acts 2:14. Acts chapter 2 verse 14. And it says, But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is about the third hour of the day. He was saying the pubs were closed. That's what he's saying. They weren't drunk with wine or beer or whatever. I don't think they had beer in those days. But this, what you see, is that which was spoken by the prophet of Joel. That was 800 years ago, before this happened. And it shall come to pass that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and upon my servants and mine handmaidens will I pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Praise the Lord. Who wants to be a part of this?
Amen.
This prophecy is for you if you really want it. We'll get to that. So the big question is, was the promise just for those on the day of Pentecost? What else did Peter say when he preached that wonderful sermon that day? We go to Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? You see the urgency in this question of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It was an urgent thing. What shall we do? We see God amongst you. What shall we do? It's for you. He said, "What shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent." That's repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. And he promised to forgive you. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So it's really important to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now that's the criteria. True repentance, true baptism, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that wonderful? For the promise, here it is, a promise, is unto you and unto your children and to all that are afar off, even as far away as New Zealand, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Now that's a very important question. It wasn't just for those standing outside, the 3,000 souls that were standing in front of Peter that day. It was not just for them, it's all for whom God shall call. So if you feel the call of God in your heart today, then it is for you. Now, brothers and sisters, I cannot put that in your heart. Only God can put that in your heart. But if you have a desire to plug into God, have a real experience with God, not to be a church guy, but somebody that really wants to see God and to feel his presence in your life, it's for you. Who wants that?
Amen.
Of course, it's for each one of us, if you want it. And it's free. Isn't it wonderful? You don't have to have any money in the bank for it. It cannot be bought or bargained for. You know, if I do this for you, Lord, then will you do this for me? It's none of that. He's just given you a free gift. It's for whomsoever will. It's a free gift. That's why it is free, is because it's a gift. You don't go, somebody gives you a gift. "Now, I bought you this gift, and I want to give you this." You say, "Just one moment, I'll see if I've got my wallet. Hold on." "Well, no, I don't need your wallet. I'm giving it to you." And when you want the Holy Spirit, it's given to you. Don't buy it. You don't earn it. You don't work for it. It's free. Now, it's really important to get that right in your mind. Some people say, "Well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. I have to, you know, pray 10 hours a day." And listen, those things are all very nice. There's nothing to do with getting the Holy Spirit. It may help you, but it's not a criteria to receive it. And then we see God, being the giver, decides when you are to receive it. And that's also important. You can't say, "Lord, I'd like it now." No, God will give it to you when he's ready, as all gift givers do. God has a great desire for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit than you are to receive it. Then you have to receive it. All these questions must be dealt with. Remove all questions, brother and sister. All questions, "Is it for me?" That has to be dealt with. The answer is, it is for you. Hallelujah! It is for you. That's wonderful, isn't it? 3,000 souls all came down and all filled the Holy Spirit and all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ when Peter preached that wonderful sermon. I tell you what, brothers and sisters, the same gospel is for us today. Yes, it is for you. Jesus said so. If we turn to John 7, verse 37. Well, listen to what the Lord said, and it's very important what he says, for he is the word of God. John 7:37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, he didn't say, "Now, everybody." He cried, "If any man thirst," who's thirsting today? Say amen. You're thirsting, it's for you. He says, if any man, woman, boy or girl thirst, let him come unto me and drink. What did he have to drink? It wasn't just lemonade or something. He has something for you. He that believeth on me, the scripture, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. That's a confessing. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So he is speaking of the coming event of the Holy Spirit being poured out after his resurrection. And brother and sister, it's really wonderful that the Holy Spirit is here today. The Holy Spirit is in this building right now. It's for you. And if you are thirsting for God, I cannot give it to you. Brother Lee can't give it to you. Brother Taz can't give it to you. Only God can give it to you. But you need to thirst. You need to thirst. It's really important. That's what he said. If any man thirst, we must hunger for it. Now listen to this. Not fret for it. Don't fret. There's a difference between fretting and believing. Fretting is unbelief. You know, I've seen people, I've been in lots of meetings. Oh, God, I want the Holy Ghost. Oh, I want the Holy Ghost, Lord. Oh, I want the Holy Ghost, Lord. I want the Holy Ghost. God, give me the Holy Ghost. He's already given it. You just give it. You just receive it. Say, thank you, Lord, it's for me. Isn't that wonderful? It's already given. All you have to do is receive it. Lord, I receive it. Believe for it. We need a pure, clean expectation. He will fill us. Hallelujah. You know, I'm so glad that my father asked me when I was a kid. You know, I just didn't have a whole lot of reasoning in those days. I just accepted what we read from the scriptures, and I said, oh, that sounds wonderful. It must be for me. I didn't say, oh, I'm not a very good Christian. Oh, maybe I got to do this. Maybe I got to do that. I had nothing to do. I said, oh, Lord, I want that. I want that. I want that, Lord. We're talking about how to receive it. It's some highfalutin thing way up here, so it's out of your reach. It's right here now. So, Lord, I really want this experience. When I was a kid, I just really had a simple faith. You know, I used to get to bed at night and I'd lie on my pillow. I said, Lord, I want you now. He'd be right there. Just came down and tears running down my cheeks onto the pillowcase. You know, brothers, this is quite a simple faith. If you really want him, you'll believe he's going to give it to you. You don't try and work it all out. So what am I going to do? I have to do this. I have to fast and pray or something. I'm not against all those things. There's a place for all those things. But brother and sister, not to win God's favor that he'll give you the Holy Ghost. He's already given it. Amen. All you have to do is receive it. My father always said, there's only one thing that you can do for God. Well, that's easy. One thing is to receive what he's done for you. And I thought that was a really wonderful thought. And I've kept that in my heart and I've preached around the world. There's only one thing you can do for God is to receive what he has done for you. And we know that we can just have that pure, clean expectation that he will fill us. Why? Because we know that he loves us. I want to tell you this morning that God loves you way beyond your understanding. He loves you more than you could ever love him. He wants to bless you this morning. He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost this morning. He'll give it to you right here. It's not big, oh, I've got to work myself. No, just say, Lord, I want it. You can receive it while I preach it. We'll show you in the Word where it happened. It happens quite often. I've had people receive the Holy Spirit at the meetings overseas especially. People just wonderfully filled with the Spirit of God and healed and all sorts of things while I'm preaching. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, as the Bible tells us. So we see this is the most blessed thing we have. in the world. The world has nothing. The world are destitute. They are lost. They don't know which way to turn. They're full of confusion. They've such dishonesty, such immorality, all those things. I don't want to go down that track. But brother and sister, I want to say this, that the Lord is real this morning.
Amen.
And if you love him, he will fill you. And if you want him, he will come into you. We want to receive his righteousness. You have no righteousness of your own. No matter how good you can be, you could never get to the righteousness of God. He's got to be given to you. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We also need to ask God to receive it. If a child is hungry, he will ask his parent to be fed. You with kids know that. They get hungry, they want to be fed, they don't just ask, they cry out. The little baby gets really hungry, they'll scream the house down until you feed them. God's designed it that way. And brother and sister, in the spiritual realm, if you're the children of God, you'll cry out until you get his attention. Say, I didn't see God maybe not crying out enough. Say, Lord, I really want this. So it comes down to this. In James 4:2, you read, you have not because you ask not. That's what the scripture says. You have not because you ask not. If we truly hungry and thirst and seek for the Holy Ghost, we will find it by our Lord giving it. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 11 verse 10, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. Now, brother and sister, there's your answer. You say, oh, I don't think I can get the Holy Spirit. Nonsense! You can get it. If you ask, you shall receive it. Jesus said so. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Not maybe, it shall be open. Who wants the Holy Ghost? Amen. Amen. Well, all you need to do is say, Lord, I'm serious about this. I'm tired of just going to church and doing all those things. That's all good. But I want to receive it. You need to get down to asking him. If a son shall ask bread of any of you, Jesus said, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will for the fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Well, we know he doesn't do that. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? This is wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? It is simple. Hey, brother, sister, you don't have to be a scholar. He just says, ask. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. Isn't that wonderful? He wants to do that. He has a greater desire for you than ever. Brother Bradham made this statement. Listen, let me tell you something now. If there's a deep calling, if you hunger for more of God, there's bound to be more of God to respond to it somewhere. If you're only being justified by faith and know nothing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you hunger for it, there's got to be a Holy Ghost somewhere to fill that hungering. That's right. The reason you hunger is because there's something there for you. The reason you hunger for food is because there's food out there to satisfy that hunger in the natural. And in the spiritual, if you are hungry for the Holy Spirit, God's waiting there for you to say, Lord, please give it to me. It's yours. And you'll know when you get it. You will know it. We must never become impatient for the Holy Ghost. That's so important. Jesus told the early church to wait. Wait until you be endued with power from on high. Now we know for a fact that they had to wait. The Bible says in Psalm 37 verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't be impatient with the things of God. be patiently waiting. And they waited 10 days. Some cannot wait 10 minutes. But you imagine people getting up in the upper room, and I've had the privilege of being in that upper room over in Jerusalem. I was there. And they went up there for 10 days, all those people, the 120 of them all together, for 10 days. They weren't even sure what they were waiting for. They knew it was powerful and high, but they weren't really sure. Maybe some said, well, I think we've got it now after day two. They said, Peter said, no. He said, wait until. So they waited 10 days. I don't know whether they fasted or prayed or what, but they did as he said. You see, brother and sister, people become so impatient. People don't do what God said to do. If we do what he says, then we expect God to answer. You know, he said to over 500 people the same thing. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power. There was not 500 that turned up. There was 120. Where were the rest? That's the problem. People don't get it. They don't make that effort to do it, to ask, to believe. They say, oh, well, God will give it to you one day. No, ask. Hunger and thirst. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. That's what he said. Who believes what he said? All we have to do is do it. And Brother Bram made another statement here. He says, the whole church, the bride together, has been made up through justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the token. He types the token like the blood on the doorposts and lintels in Egypt. The blood on the doorposts and lintels of Egypt was actually the very life of the sacrifice, the lamb behind them. You've got to receive the life that was in Christ, which is his Holy Spirit. And he says the token is a sign that the purchase has been made and accepted. Full obedience to the whole word of God will entitle you to the token. Full obedience. People say, just give it. Give me the Holy Spirit, Lord, that I'm going to live how I live. Live how I like. The Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we continue in sin when God's come into us? Brothers and sisters, this is the other question I want to speak about. We know it's free, but we need to meet a few of God's requirements. There's no shortcuts to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God has provided a way for us to receive it. One of God's requirements is, as we just said, obedience to his word. If God tells you to repent and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you need to do it if you want to receive it. So we see how important that is. Peter, at the day of Pentecost, he gave that wonderful prescription for every believer. I want to read this again here. Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Why? They just crucified the Lord of glory. He said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Oh, I love that urgency. What shall we do? That's a nice sermon, brother. Thank you. What shall we do, Lord? What am I to do? This is life and death to me. I need the Holy Spirit. What shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive, not maybe, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Who loves the Lord? It's simple formula. True repentance, true baptism. Not name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's not even the scriptures. Jesus said, be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, which is the name of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that's true. We see God honor it every time. So every time we receive the Holy Ghost, it comes like it did in the first time. Under the same prescription of Acts 2:38, has never changed and it never will. So then the promise is ours. It's a promise of an eternal prescription. We cannot mix the world. We cannot mix with the world, sorry. And expect to receive the Holy Ghost. Cannot do it. Now, this is really important. God will not fill an unclean vessel. That's why repentance is so important. And sanctification, the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, is so important. It's a preparation as well, of course. We must be clean to receive a Holy Ghost. You've got to be clean on the inside. God's not to come into a person who's full of the world and lustful things. No, you can't do that. He'll clean you, don't worry. Brother Branham, do you think God would put his holy oil in an unclean vessel? He says, certainly not. He won't do it. You can't hide from God. We can't hide. If you really want the Holy Spirit, you'll be open towards and say, Lord, clean me. Get this stuff out of me. Now, we all fail. We all have temptations, every one of us. But God's given us a way out of this. If you look to him, he'll deliver you through the blood of Jesus Christ and the death at Calvary. So God must do a sanctifying work before he can fill this vessel with his Spirit. And the other thing is, we need to keep our human minds out of it. Keep it right out of it. Some people say, well, this is how to get the Holy Spirit. You've got to do this, you've got to do that, and have to do this, and we do that, we'll do this. No, you cannot do that. What happens? Does my mouth jump up and down or something? I've seen some silly things happen that's not of the Lord. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is supernatural. It comes from heaven. So don't try and work it all out in your mind. You cannot do it. Even a child can receive it. I've seen a boy of 4 years of age filled with the Holy Ghost. He's only a little kid, and he spoke with tongues, I tell you, amazingly, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Really wonderful. He spoke in a pure language. And you know, I saw him a couple of years ago, in America, serving the Lord, married man with a family. He said, it'll keep you. The Holy Ghost will keep you to the end. Not in today, out tomorrow. No, no. Some people speak with tongues, you know. We've heard it said, speak with tongues on Sunday morning, live with another man's wife on Monday. Not the Holy Ghost. No, no, something wrong here. God doesn't work that way in this house. He wants a clean vessel. So, brother and sister, we must really ask the Lord to help us all. I received it when I was, as I said, 13 years old or 14, I'm not sure exactly. And you know what? I want more of it today. Who wants more of him? You do your bit and God will fulfill his bit. You be serious with God and he'll be serious with you. If you mess around and you just casually give it a go, you might as well don't waste your time and don't waste God's time. You've got to be have a purpose. I want this badly, Lord. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, that you may use me and speak to me. We spoke on that, why we need the Holy Ghost. You can't even preach properly without the Holy Spirit. You cannot pray for people. And we need the power of God in our lives. That's what we need. Many confuse themselves, is another question. And here is the thing that's a real problem. I've seen it everywhere. Many confuse themselves worrying about if they have it. Their entire time is taken up, do I have the Holy Spirit, do I not? You get down to pray, do I have it, do I not? Do I have it, do I not? Hey, forget it. Get rid of that junk. Say, Lord, you promised it and I'm going to receive it. Amen. Ask him for it and you shall receive. See, it's Satan's cunning. I say this to people, I've told many, if you don't have it, earnestly seek for it. If you're not sure whether you have it, ask God for a refilling. If you have it, ask God for a double portion of it, like the prophet did. Lord, I want a double portion of what Elijah had. Brother and sister, some people spend all their effort worrying about whether they have it or not. Just put that all behind you. Meet your requirements and go and receive it. The requirements are, do what he's told you to do. He's told you to do something, you do it. And that'll please the Lord. And people come to the question, should we be prayed over to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Because we need to speak about that. The Bible says the disciples laid their hands on them and they were filled with the Spirit. We'll read that in Acts 8, verse 14. Now when the apostles were at Jerusalem, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was not fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, they've done that right. Then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. I can say I've had the privilege of praying for hundreds of people to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I really believe many received it in places in Romania and all those places. I've seen people receive the Holy Ghost. But at other times, it says, while they were preaching the word, the Holy Ghost fell. Like on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were added to the church in one day. Let's read Acts 10:44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Glory! It can fall on you here this morning. If we just want to say, Lord, I want this. Don't worry about me, forget me. Say, Lord, I want you. I want to be filled with your Spirit. And you start crying out in your heart now, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit right where you sit. And you'll know it, and so will others. I've had many people, I just think about it, such a blessing. I remember in Louisville, Kentucky, I was preaching there last year. I was preaching away and then the Holy Ghost came down on a sister and she just screamed out. I mean, a real wonderful scream. She screamed out. And I can't even explain it, but it was an anointed scream. They cried out. She was so full of the Spirit of God. And I've seen that many times. You've got to get hungry. You've got to be serious. You've got to mean it with all your heart. Not just when you come to church. Even at home, you're wanting it. Wherever you are, you're wanting it. While they were preaching, the word of God, the Lord, that fell on them. So we see it's really a wonderful thing. In Acts 10:44, I think I might have read that, I'm not sure. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. And again in Acts 11:15 it says, and as I began to speak, Peter said, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Now, brother and sister, you've got to be under expectation that God's going to come next to you, right next to your seat, and fill you. You've got to mean this. We're not playing church. We don't play church. We believe God's real. Who believe he's real? If we really believe he's real, you will receive it. Not maybe, could do, you will get it. Because it's already been given. So it's very important that you are prepared in your heart before you are prayed for. You can receive it in the church, on your bed, in the country. I remember one time, I used to be a postman, believe it or not. I remember going out Wainui and pushing my bike out there, and some farms out there. And I was taking a whole load of mail, and I was just biking, just thinking about the Lord. When I got to the end of the road at the roundabout, I stopped at the gate. I put the mail in the letterbox, and I turned around my bike, and as I turned around, God was right there, telling you the truth. God is my witness. I just wept. I felt the wonderful presence of the Lord. I wasn't in church. I was just still on my push bike, being a postie. But I was thinking about the Lord. When you think about him, he'll come to you. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll give them perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Keep your mind on the Lord, not on the world, not on all the nonsense. Say, Lord, I just want to keep my mind on you. I want your Holy Spirit. Thou'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. It's really wonderful. Never look for signs or some sensation. Don't do it. It's distractions. Oh, brother saw a light. Oh, I felt a shiver down my spine. Don't do that. It might be, but don't do that. You're looking for Jesus. You're looking for Christ. You're looking for the person of the Lord Jesus. Don't worry about, I think I saw an angel or something. You may. But that's not it. You're looking for him. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. When I received the Holy Ghost as a kid of 14, and all it was a tremendous brightness around me. Now, I shouldn't say that because I'm talking about sensations and things, but it was tremendous brightness. But that didn't impress me. It was the love of God he had for me in my heart. That's what impressed me. Don't look for signs. Don't look for wonders. People, you know, Pentecostals messed up big time. Oh, they're looking for this and they're looking for that. They're shaking and shouting and everything. Go out in the world next day. I don't want that. Who wants the real thing? Amen. Of course we want the real thing. Never look for signs or some sensation. They may come. The thing is to look for Christ. Hunger for his love in your heart. Be under expectation when you ask. Expect him at any time. My mother received the Holy Ghost at 1 o'clock at night. She was sound asleep, lying in bed. Now, she had been prayed for lots of times in the meetings. Her evangelist came to town. My mum was down there. She really wanted it. I know she did. I used to trot along after her because I wanted it too. I was hungry for God. Something was burning in my heart even then. That's before I had my experience. But you know what happened? She woke up out of bed, out of a deep sleep, and she propped up in bed, just put her arms up and spoke in an unknown tongue, as clear as a bell. She was filled with the Holy Spirit in bed. Don't put any limits on God, brother and sister. He can come to you at any time. The thing is for your heart to be right in the right place and hunger for his love in your heart. Be under expectation when you ask him. Expect him at any time to come to you. Ask God to make you sensitive to his Spirit. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Gentle. Have a gentle heart. And above all things, be sincere. Don't play with God. Be sincere. And when you ask, believe, you will receive. Why? Because he promised it. And God cannot lie. Hallelujah. He cannot lie. He will keep his word. Do you love the Lord? I've finished. Now you start. This is where you've got to wait on the Lord. I can preach a sermon, that's nice. It may be all true, that's nice too. But the thing is, It's your attitude and your approach to God, not just in the service, but when you go home tonight. Think about these things. Lord, I need to be serious with you. I'm fooling around with God. And I know, Lord, you don't like that. Well, I'm sorry about it, Lord. Oh, Lord, just shake me up. Just get alone with God. Get quiet. Get into the secret place. Find a place. Somebody says, well, I haven't got a prayer room. Find one. These things are so important. Find a place where you can get alone with God. Because you have to do it. You haven't got one at home? Find one down the beach somewhere. Get in the country somewhere. A lot of prophets went to caves. Wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. People say, well, I get so tired, I cannot pray. You pray and see what strength God gives you. Mean it with all your heart. And he will do it for you. Shall we stand? Lord Jesus, we have just spoken a very important subject. It's nothing about joining church, nothing about doing this and doing that. We're talking about you coming to live inside of us. And Lord, I'm asking you this morning, Lord, that you'll bless these people here and those listening wherever they are, whatever country they're in. Lord, that they too will seek after thee, not with complication, but with simplicity, honesty and sincerity. Lord, I want to be filled with the Spirit of God. I need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I just don't want to be a church person. I just don't want to say, oh, I think I'm a Christian. No, no. I need Christ living in me. I pray, Lord, you'll move upon our hearts. Move upon every person here, Lord, and those listening. We commit this to you, Lord. Search us out. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name for your glory. Amen. Anybody like prayer as we sing, feel free to come. I'm going to sing this lovely hymn. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, for songs of brother and sisters, for you, I can't say any more. This is where I step out and he steps in. I've just told you what his word says, but the relationships between you, the Lord, you and the Lord Jesus Christ, you just have to say, Lord, I think I believe what I've heard this morning. I need you, Lord, but I need a power. I need something real. And if you ask and you seriously come to Him, no matter how many times you may have heard these things before, you need to enter in to the secret place. And God has it for you. So, brother and sister, I encourage you to wait on the Lord, for the hour is late, very late. The Lord's going to come, and those that are ready are going to go in. I've got another message coming up about the narrow gate and the broad way. The narrow gate and the broad gate. But it's the narrow gate that I want to speak about. I want to speak about no loitering at the gate. No loitering at the gate. We'll be amazed what the Bible says about it. People go close, oh yeah, I'd like to be a Christian. Or I'd like to know the Lord. Yeah, and they loiter. Don't do that. You've got to enter in. He said, enter in at the straight gate. Let's just sing this as Brother Lee comes to the last verse. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor.
You know, our Lord works in wondrous ways. He knows how you think. He knows about you and what. This is the truth. I was sitting there and I thought about my mother, for those that don't know, Howard's mother and my mother are the same mother. And I thought, oh, Mum received the Holy Ghost in bed. I must tell the folks. And then Howard speaks about it within 10 seconds of me thinking that. That's how important things are. That God wanted us to know that. And it'll be very different maybe with every one of us in another way. You might be on a bike, as Howard's talking about. You might be. But you want it as yours. And God will do it. Well, let us pray as I close this time. Lord Jesus, we just know that you're here. Anybody that has an access to the Lord Jesus Christ will feel your presence, Lord. And it doesn't matter if there wasn't any feeling, you're still here because you said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So on that ground alone we believe it. But it's confirmed also in our case, Lord, by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I too pray that everybody listening in over on the internet and CDs and in the church here will have that special touch of God. Because it's real. It's absolutely real. We're not playing church, but we want to receive Jesus Christ. Just be with us, Lord, as we have fellowship around the luncheon, Lord. We just thank you for the food that we're about to partake and bless the people that provided it. May it be an uplift to them. Lord, we just thank you for Brother Tass, who's going to share what he has on his heart this afternoon at 1 p.m. May we all come and just receive what God has given our brother. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.